Let Christ be seen in you. In Psalm 86, verse 11, we read, "Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name." In Psalm 25, verse 4, we read, "Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths." While in Proverbs 3, verse 6, we read, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory for ever. Amen." Matthew 6, verse 13. "Show us thy way, O Lord. Let us walk in thy paths. Lead us into thy truth, and teach us thy grace. All is well. God is doing wonderful things. But allow your eyes to be opened to see him. Permit your ears to be unblocked to hear him. Open your heart to understand his ways. For self blocks the channel of grace, and self attempts to take on the responsibilities that God alone can secure. Self clouds the sunshine rays of his blessing. Self must therefore be uprooted. Self must be nailed to the cross. But he cares. He provides. He understands. And in his time and in his way, he will avenge his own. Do not plan ahead what you must do. Do not scheme ahead what you must say. Still your restlessness, and hand him the reins of your life. Steady your heart to rest in him. Stay your mind and focus on him. And let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. The way will open up as we hear the still small voice saying, 'This is the path, walk in it.' These are the words, speak them. No evil shall befall you, for I am your God, and I have scheduled every day of your life. Secure your mind on him, and he will keep you in perfect peace, so that peace, like a flowing river, cleanses and washes all irritants far away.